Our story today is called Kidney Sisters. It's from Sunny Skies. 2 days after Debbie Neal Strickland married Jim Murtha, Debbie donated a kidney. And she donated that kidney to James's ex-wife, Mylene Murtha. Love and compassion really can triumph over division. Mylene, who's 59, had long struggled with kidney disease. By last year, she was ghostly pale with dark circles under her eyes, dragging herself through the workday with no energy. By the time she was admitted to the hospital in November, her kidneys were only functioning at 8%. Jim and Mylene had been divorced nearly 2 decades, but they got along well as they raised their 2 children. Knowing that Mylene was about to become a grandmother for the first time, Debbie volunteered to donate a kidney. She imagined Mylene's daughter giving birth and her mom not being there. "I just couldn't try to not change that," she said. "God told me you're a match and you need to do this." After months of testing and COVID delays, the transplant was set for 2 days after Jim and Debbie's wedding. They married November 22nd. It was the most amazing day of my life. Until 2 days later, that was also the most amazing day of my life, said Debbie. As soon as she regained consciousness, the new bride asked about Mylene. A few floors below, Mylene was also pleading with the nurses, "I need to see her." "That was the first thing out of my mouth," she said. Debbie could already see the difference. The circles under Mylene's eyes were gone. She looked so alive and revitalized. Now, Debbie and Mylene call each other kidney sisters. They pray for each other and even planning a big family trip to Georgia this summer. "This is what the world's about, family. We need to stick together," Mylene said. "She saved my life." Matthew 5, 43 through 48 says, "You have heard it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.